Now, if you've been listening to our budget coverage this morning, there's a good chance you're probably tired about hearing about tax cuts here and infrastructure spending there. You've probably worked out if you like the budget or not too. The government clearly wants you to like the budget. There's an election looming, potentially at the end of this year, potentially next year. But how is it going to play out with the electorate, and how will other political parties respond? Joining us now to discuss these issues is Dr. Stuart Jackson from the Department of Government and International Relations from the University of Sydney. Dr. Jackson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Tess.
So in terms of Labor, they've already pledged to support the tax relief for lower income earners being implemented this year. But I think the largest component of last night's budget was the wide-ranging income tax relief flagged to roll out over the medium term, with the government pledging to eliminate the 37% tax bracket by 2024. It's probably going to be pretty popular with the election, with the electorate. Do you think that it's likely Labor will attempt to match it?
I don't think they'll attempt to match the medium-term 37%, you know, elimination, mostly because that's a large amount of money. At the moment, the government is travelling reasonably well because of increased revenues that they weren't quite expecting. They're banking on increased growth into the future, employment growth and the like. So actually, I don't know how affordable those, you know, far-off tax cuts necessarily are, keeping in mind that they won't actually start to really hit until 2024. Most people will have forgotten them about them until they actually get reminded again by future governments. So I'd actually argue that Labor's going to find a different way to approach it. It's something much more in the more immediate as opposed to that long or medium to long term, which is these days 7 years, you know, that's long term, or 6 years.
We could have seven prime ministers by then.
We could do. We probably won't, hopefully, but yes, we could.
So as well, the Treasurer, he's capped the tax to GDP ratio at 23.9%. That's the number. It's probably going to make things harder for any future government of either party. Do you think that there's any strong electoral or political reason for the really hard limit?
Potentially, but, you know, limits are made and then limits are broken. We only have to look at the caps in the US, which are repeatedly broken. You know, there's constantly this thing about government will stop, we'll have to increase the debt ceiling. It's like, well, you can always change those. But the point is that in terms of economic managers that the Liberal Party always says that it is, the best economic managers, it's wanting to be able to at least signal it's doing something, not just, you know, playing with the numbers and saying, oh, we get surplus again. We've heard that endlessly for many years, but actually saying, okay, we'll set some sort of limit. We're being reasonable budget managers.
Now, Labor has pledged to end tax refunds some retirees earn on their investments, whilst the coalition is committed to a litany of measures that are going to assist older Australians. It almost seems like, I've seen the argument floating around, the government is trying to position itself as, I guess, the saviour of the boomers. Don't you think, it would seem that they already have that demographic. Do you think that this is the best way moving forward for them?
Well, you could have said the same thing about corporate tax cuts. You know, they've tried to sell it 100 different ways, but the reality is that selling to their base, as it were, well, so is, you know, pledging more money for aged boomers. The same way it's selling to the base. It's shoring up, you know, core electorates, maintaining them, and then trying to pick off ones around the edges. So you have things like, you know, so we'll put money into a pharmaceutical benefit scheme. You know, we'll put more drugs onto that list. So that's, you know, positive. It's putting money into healthcare, normally a Labor area. So I think it's more about playing to the base and then picking up, you know, what voters you can around the edge.
Now, this is the last federal budget that will be handed down before the next election. It's been touted as the election budget for probably a good week now. Do you think overall that this is a good budget to take to an election that the government could very easily lose?
Absolutely. It's the one that you want to have. I mean, certainly the circumstances have been favourable for them, having that extra money in the kitty to be able to throw around, you know, the cash splash before an election. Previous governments, certainly under John Howard with Peter Costello as Treasurer, were able to do that. This government is actually able to do it as well. So they've gone and done it. So it's nothing we shouldn't have expected. We would have expected nice things in there for a variety of different groups. Awful lot of money on infrastructure, transport, particularly on roads, less so on rail. But nonetheless, you know, you have to say that this is actually quite a good budget for an election year.
And just before I do let you go, do you think that the government's left anything out of this budget that Labor or any other party could potentially exploit at the next election?
Well, just about everything. The environment to start with. No, there's a large amount there. You know, you could say, what happened to the environment? $500 million on the Great Barrier Reef over 7 years, which is not actually a lot of money, $100 million a year, to look at water quality. It's like, well, the biggest question of all, and, you know, Bowen actually raised this, Chris Bowen raised this and said, where is the environment in this? Where is climate change in this? It doesn't mention climate change. You know, the biggest moral challenge of our time, to quote Kevin Rudd, but nonetheless, where is climate change? So there's nothing there on some of those big issues, the really big conceptual issues. It's really a domestic budget about going into an election.
It'll be one to watch. Stuart, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Not at all. My pleasure.
Dr. Stuart Jackson from the Department of Government and International Relations from the University of Sydney, having a bit of a chat with us this morning about the budget and potentially how it'll be portrayed politically and at the polling booth.